Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. I'm excited to work with you today. I just need you to remember that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. All right, let's get started. We need to write our name at the top of our paper in pencil, please. And you need to write neatly so we can read your name. When you have finished writing your name, go ahead and put your pencil down. You're not going to need it for a while. We're going to color first. So today we're going to be working on something that is called a digraph. Digraph. Can you say digraph? Digraph. And our digraph for today is the letters P and H. When P and H get together, they make a whole new sound. And it is not anything that sounds like the P sound. And it's not anything that sounds like the H sound. When P, H get together, it sounds like this. Yes, I know. It sounds like the letter F sound. It's true. So let's look at our picture and see if we can find something that has that f sound, and that will be our digraph for today. So I see in our picture that it looks like maybe there's a zoo with an ocean in the background and different fenced-in yards, and I want to work on the ocean part right now. Do you see the dolphins? Let's say dolphin. 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 There it is. It has our PH digraph in the middle. Dolphin. Let's color the dolphins. I'm going to color mine gray. If you cannot find a gray crayon, go ahead and use your pencil and make a nice gray color. And start coloring both of the dolphins. Dolphin has our PH digraph. If you see the word dolphin, and you see it written in a story or in a text or in a piece of writing, you'll see that it's spelled with a PH in the middle of the word. And when you see that PH, now you're going to know, I hope, you're going to start knowing that the PH together makes a brand new sound. And even though it's two letters, it just makes one sound. It says f, f, f. PH together says f, f, f. So we hear it in the middle of the word dolphin. Dolphin. Yep. Now PH could be at the beginning of a word and still say f. But it could be at the end of a word and still say f, f, f. But for today, we're just going to talk about when it happens in the middle of a word like dolphin. It's our PH digraph and it makes a brand new sound. Otherwise, we would be calling it a dolphin. A dolphin. What's a dolphin? It doesn't work. Okay, I have finished coloring both of my dolphins. So I'm going to put down my gray crayon. I'll give you about 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Please put down your gray crayon or your pencil if you're using a pencil to make a gray color. All right, if you look at our paper, we have some other objects in our picture that have that PH digraph in the middle of a word. Do you know what those animals are that are popping up? They're popping up out of the ground. Do you know what that's called? They're called gophers. Gophers. But instead of there being an F, the letter F, it's not the letter F. It's our digraph. What letter sound does PH make? F, f, f. Our digraph PH says F. So let's color the gophers. They're brown. So find a brown crayon and let's color all three gophers. Go ahead and begin coloring your gophers brown. So gopher has that f sound in the middle, but if you were to see the word gopher in a book or written down, it's not spelled with an F, even though it sounds like it. It's spelled with our new digraph sound that we're learning. It's P-H says F. Otherwise, we would not say, oh, hey, that gopher came up out of the ground. We would call it a gopher, a gopher. What in the world? What is a gopher? I don't even know. That doesn't even sound right. I've never heard of a gopher. Nope. So instead of saying the P sound and the H sound, we make a brand new sound. And the PH says, so we have gopher, gopher, gopher. A gopher has brown fur. I feel like I'm saying fur at the end of the word gopher, and I am. That's because PH says f-f-f. So dolphin and gopher both have our PH digraph in the middle of the word. Both of them. Dolphin, gopher. All right. I have finished coloring all three of my gophers. So that makes me think you're pretty close to being finished. So finished or not, I would like you to put down your brown crayon in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I bet you see the big animal. I bet you see it. Now let's say the word. What's that big animal in the very front of our picture? Elephant. Yes, you can hear the elephant, but it's not an F when you write it or read it. What is it? It's our digraph. PH. Elephant has a PH in the middle of the word. What color generally and usually is an elephant? Yes, gray. So again, find your gray crayon, and if you can't find one, go ahead and use your pencil to make a nice gray color. All right, I'm starting to color my elephant. So elephant has that f sound in the middle, elephant, but it's not an F. No sirree, Bob. It's a PH digraph sound. We don't say the P sound. We don't say the H sound. Otherwise, we would call an elephant an elepunt. I can't even say it with the H. An elepunt. I can't even do it. It's so weird, people. It doesn't work. No. So when you see that PH, you're going to say F instead. So it's elephant. Elephant. It's our new digraph sound, although it's not so new anymore. Now we're learning that PH says f, f, f. So now we have dolphin, and we know it's a PH digraph, and we have gopher, and we know it's a PH digraph, and now we have elephant, which is a PH digraph. PH together makes a whole new sound, and that sound is what? You got it. We've got it. We get it. Now we can impress people with our newfound knowledge. Go home and say, hey, big brother, listen to this. Do you know what PH says when it's together? And your big brother might say, I don't know. And you'll say, ha, it says and then big brother will say, no, it doesn't. And you'll say, look it up on Google. And then you will. And then you'll look good because you'll be right. Yeah. Okay. I finished coloring my elephant. So you should be finished soon. So I'll give you 6 more seconds to finish calling your elephant. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There's one more object in our picture that has our pH digraph in the middle, but you're not going to know it because it's that boy's name. See the boy in the picture? His name has a pH in the middle. So even though it has a pH, it's going to say what sound? You got it. So his name is Ralphie. Ralphie. You can hear the f, but when he spells his name, he writes PH. So let's color Ralphie's shirt. Let's get some color on this page. We only have gray and brown. Let's color his shirt green. Color his shirt green. That's Ralphie. He has that PH digraph just like dolphin, gopher, and elephant. All of those words have a PH digraph. And when you read it or spell it, it will have PH and make the f sound. All of it. All right, I've got a green shirt on, Mr. Ralphie. Now I'm going to color his pants blue. So finish up his shirt. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right, find some blue and let's color his blue pants blue. Ralphie needs some blue pants. Ralphie has that PH digraph. PH digraph. Okay. Here we go. Take 3 more seconds for those blue pants. It shouldn't take you too long. Ralphie doesn't have big pants. You know, he's kind of small compared to the elephant. All right, 3, 2, 1. Put down your blue crayon and find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing at the bottom of our page. Ready? Find that pencil. Let's look at number 1 at the bottom of your page. It says number 1, and it has our digraph next to it. It has a PH. Let's trace it. PH says scoot over, trace it again. PH says scoot over. It doesn't have it for you to trace. I want you to write it by yourself and go. PH. Scoot over, do it again for me. PH. Scoot over, write PH for me one last time. Good practice. PH says. You got it. All right, number 2. We're going to read some words. I'll help you read them. The first word next to number 2 says trophy. Trophy. Do you see the digraph in the word trophy? What's the digraph? PH. Circle it for me in that word. Circle the PH. Circle them together in the same circle because they make one sound. What sound do they make? You got it. Scoot over. The next word is sphere. Sphere. A sphere is a round object like a ball. Let's circle the digraph. What's the digraph in sphere? Yep. PH says. Fear. And the last word says typhoon, which is like a major storm, a weather storm. Typhoon. Circle PH. Our digraph is PH. When you say typhoon, you say it with a f sound. Typhoon. All right. We don't call it a typhoon. No. Typhoon. No. We say typhoon. All right, number 3, you're going to see some pictures. I'm going to name those pictures for you. If you hear that sound in the middle, we're going to circle it. So the first picture next to number 3 shows letters. It shows A, B, C. That's because those are letters of the alphabet. Alphabet. Do you hear it? Yes. Circle A, B, C because that's letters of the alphabet. Alphabet, and you can hear the PH sound. All right, the next picture is microphone. Microphone. Yes, that has our sound, and it's spelled with a PH digraph. microphone. Our next picture is a shell. Shell. Nope, I don't hear it either. Skip it. Our next picture is a cherry. I don't either. How about that boy? He's whistling. Nope. And our last picture is a xylophone. Xylophone. Yep. That's got a sound in the middle. Xylophone. But it's a PH. All right. And number four, I'm going to read the sentence to you. It's missing a digraph. We need to fill it in. It says, it's a round ear. We need to put our digraph in that blank spot on top of that black line. What's our digraph? P-H. So now when I read it, it says, it's a round sphere. It's a round sphere. And there's a picture of a sphere and a graph. Which one should we circle, that ball or the graph? Yes, circle the ball. It's a sphere. And boys and girls, we did it. We did the whole PH digraph page. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.